As you probably know, it's the 14th of January 2010. That's a Thursday. I'm trying to get 2010 into my sort of regular habitual vocabulary because 2010 is a little unwieldy and it's only going to get worse. And it's been a little while since I recorded an audio, but I'm trying to do one every day, but I didn't come down to the studio yesterday or the day before. And normally I tend to use my iPod as my principal way of recording, but that's been out of action because of slight oddities going on where it decides to lose all the music and then it decides to lose all the podcasts, and I've been wrestling with it. It's upstairs at the moment. Unfortunately, I'm no kind of Apple fanboy. I got Apple equipment because I like to sort of like get to know how to use it, and it runs my web server and stuff like that. But I don't really like the restrictions. I'd like just to be able to sort of drag stuff from Explorer or Finder into the iPod and it take it and it says, yes, you can have that if you like. Ah, we're all friends. But you know, it's just those restrictions and you've got to do everything through iTunes. But this isn't going to be turning into an Apple rant. I'm sitting in front of a Windows XP workstation on which I'm recording this, and I've had it installed. It must be coming up for a year now, and it's slowed down. All I really do on it is work on studio-y stuff, but it still manages to sort of slow down, and that's something you don't get with Apple. So it swings around about, so there is no perfect operating system, even Ubuntu, which is a type of Linux. Anyway, what's to report? Well, nothing really. It's been kind of worky, and most of the stuff I've learned and most of the stuff I've done has been mainly sort of directed at work, running queries for people, sorting stuff out. We've got storage problems at work. The fact is, if you give somebody a load of hard disk space, they're going to fill it up because that's a natural thing to do. And it's really difficult to maintain housekeeping on it wherever you work. And that's the kind of thing we're sort of battling with at the moment, because we've got a project for 3 years' time to roll out something brand new and shiny and everything. Of course, they've got to be mindful that what comes around in 3 years' time is what they want, rather than sort of we sort it out now and then in 3 years' time they go, well, we didn't know you wanted that, because so we've got to make sure all that gets sorted. But in the meantime, we've got to make sure they don't run out of space and go off air and things like that. But one thing I did learn was, I didn't realise this, is bone china isn't suitable for vegetarians. I went to a shop called Liberty's, which is a very strange shop. I don't know if I mentioned in a previous audio booth that I went to Fortnum & Mason's, which is like wandering around an old lady's house. But wandering around, going to Liberty's was very strange indeed. For a start, it's pretty much the only department store I've ever been in that has a Bose stereo system and subs. So it's really rich sound. They were playing this kind of acid jazz stuff. And at points, it was really bassy. And you're thinking, you know, posh people go here and buy expensive cushions with pictures of Mr. Liberty on. And it was very strange. But then it was explained to me that bone china contains animal bones and therefore vegetarians, blah, 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 etc. So there we go. That's what that is pretty much all I've learned over the last couple of days. The snow's on its way out. It's turned to rather dangerous slush. And we've had a mix of weather. We had fog on the way home today. And, of course, it's a very British tradition to talk about the weather. And it's just been work and home and pottering around, really. I finished building Christopher's computer, which is another thing that's taken up quite a lot of my time. Mainly because it's a home-built computer, and you've got to make sure that it doesn't make too much noise, because you've got all the cooling required, and you've obviously got all the fan noise. So it's a delicate balance between the two. And you can end up making it either very loud or very hot. And I think I've struck the balance. But if I get complaints from him that, I don't know, Portal or Gary's mod or something is crashing, I'll just crank up the volume a bit. Then you won't hear it so well. And pretty much that's it. The children have been finishing school early because of the snow and health and safety reasons. And I've been going to work as usual. And the trips to and from work haven't been too difficult. And yes, January's slowly sliding to an end, and I've been thinking one of the things that happened with the iPod is that I've been listening to more proper music, and rather than a lot of speech, it's only now that I've discovered how much speech I have been listening to, because I listen to Radio 4 podcasts, I listen to iPlayer, I listen to normal podcasts from all over the world, from sort of America's Twit network to quite a few UK-based ones. But very little music. In fact, I save the music podcast, which is like the Homemade Hit Show, for special occasions when I'm feeling I want to be inspired. But listening to some really good songs played on random of the limited amount that I had at the time, it's great. It makes me want to compose. That's something I do want to try this weekend. We'll find out how I get on, I guess. Couple of days' time. But I shall quite close now. Wish you a good night, and stop talking. Bye.